This task force was set up by government 2 weeks ago to make recommendations on what needs to be done to assist the Irish aviation sector to recover from the COVID-19 crisis. In its first interim report, it points out that the European Commission called on member states to lift all border restrictions by June 15th and notes that Ireland is now significantly behind other countries, despite having equivalent or even better success in containing COVID-19. The report calls for urgent clarity on the plan for lifting the 14-day quarantine period and the easing of travel restrictions, both of which it says should be done by next Wednesday, July 1st. As things stand, the government is still advising against non-essential travel abroad, but these people at Dublin Airport are happy to do so.
I flew from Paris and the flight was full. I think people are not so much afraid of flying. People are boarding a bit more separately.
But I amn't as worried now since things have picked up a little bit. But I'll be taking precaution as well. I've got my mask.
Dublin Airport had its busiest day since the beginning of the pandemic on Sunday, with 4,000 passengers passing through. However, the daily average before the virus hit was 115,000.